You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Joining us right now is my second guest of the night. Yes, his parents gave him a great name. He's New York Mets play-by-play broadcaster. You hear his voice on Odyssey Mets Radio. It's Keith Ratt. Keith, are you there?
Hello.
Okay, Keith is there. What's up, man? How are you?
Hey, what's up, Keith? How are you?
Good. Thanks for joining us tonight. You were down there in Atlanta, right?
I was not down there in Atlanta. I took my phone and I threw it in the pool for 4 days. I went to Michigan for the All-Star break.
Well, that's nice. I knew you were on break somewhere. I knew you traveled somewhere. Good. You got to enjoy some time away from the great game of baseball. But here we are back on the eve of baseball returning. Let me get your thoughts on the Mets and their showing down there. Minus Juan Soto, I thought it was a good night for Mets fans to watch their guys compete in the 2025 All-Star game.
Yeah, it was good to see. I mean, it was nice when Peterson got the ground ball to Lindor throws over to Alonso. Like, okay, I've seen this once or twice before. Pete goes deep. Probably should win the MVP if things hold on, but the AL makes a late push. So, yeah, it was great. I was most Mets fans were left kind of bummed that he didn't get a chance to hit in that swing off because Schwarber did Schwarber things. But it was a good showing, and it was good to get Lindor down there because he had never been down there as a Met. So, yeah, I think everybody was pretty happy to see what happened.
Yeah, I thought it was a good showing for the Mets. I thought that Mets fans should be pleased with, you know, just having enough guys, multiple guys in there. Of course, Pete could have won the MVP. I was live on air. Once he hit that three-run bomb, I'm like, man, if the NL wins or three runs or two runs or one run is a difference in the game, Pete Alonso's going to have the MVP. He's going to add that to his trophy case. And then even with the swing off, it came down to what we thought was going to be Pete. I'm rooting for Jonathan Aranda to at least hit one so Pete can come up and walk it off. What'd you think about the swing off, the concept of it, and do you think it's going to come to Major League Baseball?
I thought it was awesome. I thought it was cool. I mean, it was a long game for the fans. It was like 5 hours or so from start to finish. So it was cool. I mean, it's a little too Savannah Bananas for me to come to the regular season. I think that would leave a lot of people feeling a little bit strange about a regular season game getting decided on that. I mean, for an exhibition, I think it's great. I think it's cool. The runner at second base thing is a lot of people are still not happy about that. So let's just keep going with that for a little while and see where we go from there. But yeah, I don't know if it'll decide regular season games. I'm not even sure. It's just so different. But an exhibition, I mean, it was cool. It was, you're seeing the best guys just get up there and hit, and that's what we saw.
Yeah, and I mean, at least you had half of the Fab Four there. Nimmo should have been there last year, but to have Lindor and have Alonso there was great. So I know you know that I was listening to you, and shout out to Anthony Recker. Rec is my guy from doing MLB Network. I think he's just a great guy, a great person, great human being, and then obviously a pro's pro. So, you know, when I saw him tweeting out that he was on the call, I made sure to listen, and I listen anyway. But, yeah, I was listening to the call that night, and I was driving into WFAN and do my show, and I caught you with a little, like, Freudian slip with the, you know, calling the Fab Four, the Core Four, and I'm like, no, no, no. And I made sure people on Twitter knew. I'm like, we're not going to do that. We're not going to call them the Core Four. But, yeah, now I think Evan Roberts has called them the Flushing Four. I referred to them as the Met Quartet. Tell us a little bit about the name, the nickname, this group. Obviously, you know, the high-paid players at the top of the Mets lineup and what we're expecting to see out of those guys in the second half.
Yeah, I think the name's kind of a work in progress. You know, when you talk extemporaneously like we do on the broadcast for like 3 hours, you know, sometimes you say things, and as I turn to Anthony, I'm at a break saying, you know, big night for this group. And, you know, you try to make it fun, alliteration or rhyme. Oh, Core Four. I looked at him and we looked at each other like, with our eyes, like, oh, that's, yeah, probably the wrong spot. But, yeah, I mean, like, they've carried the team at times this year with their play. And while we can, you know, talk about their name and things like that, I think there's still more to be had, though, from them on a nightly basis to carry them. The nice thing was, is that the Yankees series, not only was the Yankees, but it was just a big time for the Mets to, you know, figure themselves out a little bit and actually just carry the team through the pitching struggles that, boy, I mean, that Pittsburgh series, I still feel it. Still have nightmares about what we saw in Pittsburgh. But you came back playing a good team in Milwaukee, good team in the Yankees, and you just hit your way to wins. And that's what they need to do. But they did in Baltimore that first game that we're talking about. That's what they did that night in Kansas City on was it Friday or Saturday where they came back late. And that's what this group needs to do, because once you do set up playoffs, and I think they'll get to the playoffs without a problem with this score, is that is a scary lineup for anybody Tuesday. I don't care what, if it's the Dodgers or whatever situation it is. And so, you know, the name will shake itself out. I just think that there needs to be a little bit more, a few more consistent nights where Nimmo, Lindor, sort of Alonso just match.
Yeah, we're on the phone right now with Keith Rad from Mets Radio, Odyssey Mets Radio. You're listening to Keith McPherson on the Fan. My next question is about the trade deadline. I think I've talked a lot about, you know, the Mets obviously just need those top four guys to produce, but they also are going to need some help with pitching and then maybe even some position players like center field, third base. What are you thinking about their trade targets, who they're targeting, and who they're potentially going to give up? I know there's some arms I alluded to earlier that they did not call up while they were kind of going through this revolving door of relievers and guys doing spot starts and bullpen games. So the question is, who do you want to see the Mets target, and who do you think we could say goodbye to from the minor leagues?
So, yeah, there's a lot in the next, I think it's 2 weeks from today that's the deadline. So I know that bullpen is important, and there's no doubt about that, but I still believe the Mets need another starter. I think that it's great to get Senga back, great to get, I mean, Manila so fresh on Sunday, just putting the life on the fastball was like, okay, we want to see more of this, which is great. But you have a lot of holes there. I mean, Senga's great, and maybe, and then there's that question mark there with him. Clay Holmes has been excellent, but going to run out of gas. And you saw with the Mets last year, with especially Manaea and Severino, is that they were great in the Mets where they needed to be, right? The playoff push. But once they got into the playoffs, especially that Dodgers series, just ran out of gas. So, like, Clay Holmes is a guy I get a little bit nervous about, because can that body going from reliever to starter hold up pitching at your peak or at your strongest once those games matter the most? He's pushed past 100 innings. His goal was like 160, which he would probably hit by the end of September, which is a little scary. So just with that in mind, and a couple of question marks, who else may go down, I would love a starter. I have no inside information. I'm just going off of rumors that are out there right now. But Zach Gallen, I think, is a beast. I think he can win you a game. He can dominate from Arizona. He's going to be a free agent at the end of the year. I like the incentive, a little carrot, or a guy who's about to make a bunch of cash at the end of the year. Hey, here's a playoff push so you can make a lot of money. Like Jordan Montgomery did with Texas a couple of years ago. I know the 3-2 was a little bit weird, but he had put himself in a position to make a lot of money. I like that for maybe the Mets. I know people talk about Mitch Keller from the Pirates, who's been really good because he's shut down the Mets. Anytime the Mets see him, he's pretty good. And they sound like Griffin Canuck to figure out what's fine with Griffin Canuck. So I like Mitch Keller too as an option. So I do think any one starter, bullpen wise, you can never have enough bullpen. They have to get a lefty reliever. They will. The game that they lost in Baltimore late, the first game of the doubleheader was, okay, Peterson plays the last guy. Here comes Ryan Stanley with the man on. Gunnar Henderson goes deep. The Orioles had lefties stacked and waiting to pinch hit, and the Mets didn't have a lefty trusted to go to right there, and so they have to ask these righties to go help them, and there were some cracks there. So I know Brooks Raley is coming back, which is huge.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
But you need to go out and get yourself a lefty, just something that can neutralize Harper when you see him in the playoffs and Ohtani when you see him in the playoffs. So that's big. And then eventually, I wish this would be a center fielder to help Tyrone Taylor. You can go get it, but they need somebody that can lengthen the lineup, some pop. That's funny. I was just looking at Arizona and talking about Gallen. Josh Naylor, the big first baseman, lefty, is a free agent at the end of the year. I have no idea if he's out there, if they're looking at something like that, but if Winker is hurt, you keep Pete at first and Naylor is your masher against righties as a lefty DH. It's something, some kind of boom from a bat, I think, is kind of the last piece of the puzzle because they're going to be heavy on pitching and I think they're okay with that, but that lineup can get a little thin when you get about halfway to the bottom of that lineup.
Well, there's an idea I haven't heard yet. Josh Naylor, that works for the Yankees versus Mets dynamic because Yankee fans hate Josh Naylor because he did the rock the baby against Garrett Cole a few years back. So, yeah, send him on down.
You can't. That was pretty cool. That was pretty. You had to like that a little bit. There's a little part of you that thought, all right, that was kind of cool.
At the time, I'm like, I had to respect it. But then, you know, we paid him back. And you know, when the last out was made, Gleyber Torres was rocking the baby. Anyway, last thing for you, Keith. I don't want to keep you too long while you're on your break. You know, I'm in here watching The Right Way, the David Wright doc, and we know it's a big weekend coming up for the Met fan. Did you catch the leaked video and then all of the rumors surrounding Lindor becoming the next captain of the Mets and David Wright kind of passing the torch to him? I'll ask you a two-part question. What are your thoughts on that, if that's true? And do you have any inside info on what fans can expect this weekend? Maybe a special appearance by a player or something that's going to, you know, be given away or something that's going to be on the screen? Fill us in.
I have no special information about this captain thing, but it has been maybe this is the weekend they make Lindor the captain. And we've talked about that. We've asked about that publicly, secretly. It's just, I don't know if it's going to happen or not. I mean, I'm kind of 50-50 on it, that it's possible. That's a whole other story. I think Francisco deserves it. He's a de facto captain without actually having a C on his chest. But as far as David Wright, I'm just so happy that Mets fans from our generation, 90s babies, late 90s, whatever it was, that era of Mets baseball is going to be up there in left field with the guys from the Seavers, the Koosman, and everybody, Piazza, right? Everybody that's up there. But finally, number five, David Wright, this generation of Mets fans that has been looking to the past and respecting its elders, it's just going to be so great. And I know it's kind of, for me, it's a little bit like, we should have done this a year ago, should have done this, you know, a few years ago, but it's going to be a great moment for just a lot of people in this generation to say, this was our guy, this is Captain America. You shake his hand, you look at David right in the eye, and you go, oh, okay, yeah, you're the face of the franchise. And it's just great that he'll have his day in the sun this weekend.
Awesome, Keith. You're the man. Enjoy the rest of your time off before we get right back to it tomorrow.
All right, Keith. Have a good night, man.
That's Keith Rad from Odyssey Mets Radio. You hear him call the games.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.